we're going to spend the whole month trying to bring awareness to the problem of domestic violence, and it's a significant problem, not just in our community, but across the country, all over the world, quite frankly. But last year, our domestic violence numbers were up quite a bit, and we responded to almost 500 calls for service that involved a domestic violence incident, and I think we made 120 arrests last year. So that's a pretty heavy workload, and the scary thing about those numbers, Kyle, is you know, a lot of the studies that I've read, and this has really held true throughout my entire career, only about 25% of domestic violence incidents are ever reported to the police. So if we had 500 reported, I'll let you do the math because I'm a cop. I'm not good at math. But there's a big number of incidents out there that were not reported. And one of the things that I'm really concerned about is really since the tornado in 2018, and then I think we've seen a spike since the derecho on August 2nd, or August 10th, but we see a spike in domestic violence calls after these big events, and we've really been battling that since 2018. So we need to figure out a way to make sure that we're getting people the help that they need, and we want to obviously break these cycles of violence. And one thing that I know is that we can't arrest our way out of these problems. So it's going to require a collaboration of the community to make this happen. And I know Marshalltown has got the people and the willpower to do it. So we're gonna spend this month bringing awareness to the issue and try to find some solutions.
Chief, I've often heard that when an officer responds to a domestic violence or a possible domestic violence incident, that is one of the scarier calls that they may go on.
Yeah, it's easily one of the most dangerous things we ask our police officers to do. And so I find it a little bit interesting as we have the conversations nationally about defunding the police and changing the police, and two things they don't want the police to do anymore, make traffic stops and enforce traffic laws and respond to domestic violence. Those are two of the things I hear often that police shouldn't do anymore. Those are the two most dangerous things that we do. And so I don't understand, and I don't believe that we can actually have non-law enforcement people respond to those types of incidents. But with domestic violence, what I do believe we can do is have a multidisciplinary approach. And we should send cops, but we should also send other resources and services. And there are social services, crisis services available that would help with a lot of these incidents. And many times our cops are going to domestic violence incidents that most of the time, a lot of the times, will not result in an arrest. But it's the first symptom to a bigger problem, and we want to prevent the arrest, and we want to prevent the assault later on. So if we can provide more services up front, I think we can be more effective in dealing with these issues.
All right. Yeah, well said. All right. Remember, everybody, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Visiting with Police Chief Mike Tupper. All right, Chief, have a good week, okay?
Hey, you guys have a good week.
All right.
Watch the Packers tonight, okay?
All right.